This week on the Silver and Black Show, Jim Plunkett and I get you ready for the Raiders' divisional play against the Chargers. Resurgent cornerback DJ Hayden stops by, and Townie goes one-on-one with head coach Jack Del Rio to recap a thrilling victory against the Ravens. All that and more on the Silver and Black Show, starting right now.
The Silver and Black Show.
Second and 10, Raiders on the Raven 23. Raiders, the touchdown could tie at the point after it could put him ahead. Carr in the gun, 2 by 2. Derek looking. Derek going to lob one for the end zone for Crabtree. Did he get both feet down? Touchdown! Raiders!
Holy
Michael
God.
Crabtree did it again.
Oh my.
His third touchdown of the game.
Welcome to the Silver and Black Show. I'm your host, Nicole Zalumis, alongside two-time Super Bowl champion Jim Plunkett. And the first quarter of the season is in the books. The Raiders return home 3-1. Jim, it's their best start since 2002. Derek Carr continues to get the job done with fourth quarter comebacks. He leads the league dating back to last season with 6. What impresses you the most about the signal caller?
Well, I think he's really matured as a player. I think he's more poised, and he's a decision maker. He goes out there, finds his receiver, and gets him the ball quickly, and that's a big asset. Really helps the offensive line out as well. As before, the first couple of years, I think he was a little indecisive, and he'd stick in the pocket too long and try to make a play. Now he's more sure of himself. If he doesn't have it, he'll throw it away.
Well, and it's a total team effort. Look at guys like Marquette King, who continue to get the job done.
He's really stepped in big. He put 4 out of 8 punts inside the 20-yard line, more closer to the 10, actually, and that makes a long field for the opposing team. And so somewhere along the line, they're going to crack, they're going to struggle. And that was perfectly visible in that game on Sunday. Great special teams by the punt return team as well. They've averaged 22.5 yards per return in this game. So that really makes a difference for the offense.
Marquette King continuing to get the job done. Derek Carr gets the job done. But the star of the day was Michael Crabtree. And that leads us to our first headline, Be Like Mike. A career day for the 8-year vet. The 3 touchdown receptions are a first for his career and the first Raider since Jerry Porter back in 2004. There were questions surrounding his signing last offseason, but he's put those to rest and given Derek Carr a savvy veteran on the outside with an unrivaled pair of hands. Jim, talk about what Crabtree means to this offense.
Well, I think he brings maturity to that offensive receiving core. I don't think there's any doubt about that. And he's been the big play guy for this team with a 2-point conversion against New Orleans to beat them, with a winning touchdown against the Ravens. He's just come up big in every situation. And although I haven't talked to Derek Carr about it, I think in his mind, if they're in trouble, he's the guy to go to, Mike Crabtree.
Our second headline, car insurance. Raiders' offensive line has had high expectations coming into the season, but have seemed to exceed them. This unit has given up the fewest sacks and QB hits of any team in the league, while also boasting a top-5 run game. Coaches love to say that it starts up front with the big guys, and we have the best ones in the league. So, Jim, how big a factor has the offensive line been to the Raiders' success?
Oh, there's no question. They've been a big factor in their success. They're just doing a tremendous job providing the protection that Derek Carr needs to find his receivers downfield. And also, they're opening up the running game more and more each week. We're 5th in the league in rushing with 126.8 yards a game. That's tremendous. That's what Del Rio said they were going to focus on this year, and it's really coming to fruition.
Final headline here, home sweet home. The Raiders are off to their best start on the road in a long time, and now they get a chance to come home for back-to-back games and continue their winning ways as they open up divisional play against the San Diego Chargers this Sunday. Jim, it's tough to win on the road, but you have to take care of the ones that you get at home.
Well, you certainly do, and San Diego's no slouch. There's no doubt about it. Although they're 1-3, they've lost some games after having big leads going into the fourth quarter, but you can never take Phillip Rivers and his offense too lightly. They're going to come up with some plays. They're missing Antonio Gates. He's only got 6 receptions as he's getting older. Keenan Allen, their big play receiver of a year ago, is out for the year. So hopefully that'll slow their offense down a little bit. But they still continue to put up points. That's just what I expect, and I think that's what the Raiders will have to expect as well.
And up next, cornerback DJ Hayden joins us on the Silver and Black Show.
Blacko in the gun. Slot left, Aiken inside of Steve Smith, Sr. Wallace right, the Raiders blitz, Carl Joseph, Flacco throws, juggling, incomplete, the Raiders take over, the Raiders will win the game, as the defense again does it at the very end.
Welcome back to the Silver and Black Show. Nicole Zalumis alongside cornerback DJ Hayden. What a way to close out the game on the road. You guys come home, and we'll get to that, but let's go back to week 4 action. Take us through that final play that you were a big part of.
They basically tried to hit a kind of like a bang 8 on us,
And I was on top of him, and I seen him break, and I broke with him. I kind of got my hand in there, and I didn't see Reggie, but I felt him, and he put a lick on him and kind of got the ball out, and then that was the end of the day, so
getting the win. The two of you guys finished it off, and as you head home, the best start since 2002. Wasn't the best start for the defense. There were a lot of naysayers out there, but it seems like you've silenced them. What has the difference been the last few weeks?
We just taking ownership in our work, man. We just going out there and just trying to execute our plays and win our one-on-one matchups and just go out there and just play, just play our football, you know what I'm saying? Don't give them nothing easy, but take everything from them. And we just going out there just playing hard.
DJ, you're playing some of your best football. What's changed for you?
I'm just approaching the game like a professional, man. I'm just going out there. I'm in my playbook. I'm studying. I'm watching film. And I'm just putting in a whole lot of work.
I would think having the coaching staff, the veteran coaching staff that you do, mm-hmm. helps. What's it like having a head coach like Jack Del Rio that believes in you?
Oh, man, having a coach like Jack, man, it gives you a lot of confidence when he backs you up and he believes in you. And he's just going out there telling us to play how we know how to play, and that's what we do.
And it's not just Jack, Coach Robertson, mm-hmm. Coach Woodson. What's mm-hmm. it like having them?
Oh, they great coaches. Coach Rod, he always gives me little tips and indicators while I'm in the nickel spot. And M-Rob, he does the same thing as well. And they both great coaches.
So you have the veteran leadership on the coaching staff. You also have guys like Emerson and Sean Smith. What has their message been like?
We just going out there just playing fast, man. Just going out there not hesitating, not thinking about stuff, just reacting. And I feel like the sky's the limit for this secondary this year.
It's a divisional rival that's coming to town, and your hometown crowd, I mean, you're going to be hearing from them because they want to see the win. How much does that propel you on game day?
Oh, man, our crowd, man, our fans, we got the best fans in the NFL. And our fans, they definitely going to be in there. Support Raider Nation is going to be there. The Black Hole is going to be loud. And we got to get our signals right because we ain't going to be able to hear on the defensive side while we're on the field. So, I mean, I can't wait.
So let's get to our five questions. We start with favorite athlete growing up. Maybe a poster on your wall. Who inspired you?
Favorite athlete growing up? Probably, I would say Deion Sanders.
Get a lot of Deion Sanders here on the show. Fans love you on social media. You're a big Snapchat guy, and I could use some tips. I have the app. I just don't know how to use it. Mm-hmm. But just tell me how you appeal to your audience.
I just be myself, man, because I'm kind of goofy off the field, and sometimes I do, like, little silly stuff on my Snap. And I just be myself, just goofy. You know, sometimes I put some of the other guys on Snapchat, sometimes locker room snaps. But just goofiness.
So who else should fans follow when it comes to social media on the team?
Social media...
I know Amari likes to show his clothes every now and then, but he's not on regularly like you are.
Yeah, I say the most entertaining person to follow is Marquette King.
He was pretty entertaining last week doing the Ray Lewis dance. That picked up some steam. Best dancer on the team.
Best dancer on the team? I have to say myself.
Oh, really? Did you want to show some moves?
Oh, right now?
Yeah.
Not right now.
No? Okay. We'll save that.
I'm going to save it.
For a highlight show. All right. That's fine. So I've also learned that you like fishing. Are mm-hmm. we talking like swordfish off the coast, or is this fly fishing, salmon? What's your biggest catch?
Usually I go like bass fishing, like freshwater fishing back home. But I've been saltwater fishing a lot. We catch like some big reds and speckled trout, a lot of speckled trout and bass. Crappie, catfish.
And do you cook it and eat it afterwards?
Sometimes, yeah.
All right. Speaking of, pregame meal, I had pumpkin pie. I'm not kidding. I had pumpkin pie for breakfast this morning. So what's the deal with pies pregame?
Pies? I really never had Oh, you're talking about the pot pie?
I don't know. My producer said ask him about the pies pregame.
Oh, I mean, well, my mom, my rookie year, she kind of put me on. She taught me how to make this pot pie. So sometimes before the game, I probably make it the night of. And then I might go home, give me a little slice.
Okay, so I'm a mom of two boys. Are you going to give me the recipe?
You want the recipe?
Yeah, I want to know how
it
works.
All right, you need a cream of potato, cream of mushroom, two cans. You need some vegetables like some carrots, corn, green beans, whatever vegetable you want to put in there.
Dice them up, got it.
Cut them up, get you some chicken, cook it up. You know what I'm saying? Put it all in the pot, get you a little pie crust. Put the pie in the pan, I mean the crust in the pan, pour all the ingredients in there. put in the oven on 350, let it sit for about like 20 minutes.
So good. And this time of year, I might struggle a little bit with the top of the pot.
You'll be all right.
Okay. All right. So you heard it here. Gosh, you are getting the job done in the kitchen, on the football field, yeah. Here on the Silver and Black Show.
Gotta eat. Gotta eat.
DJ, thank you so much for taking the time. Best
no
of
problem.
Luck to you.
Thank you.
A lot more to come here on the Silver and Black Show.
Heck of a win. Yeah. Hey. At their place, a tough place to play, man, and we hung in there. We hung in there. Hey, I got this ball right here for the guy that keeps bringing us back. We always have a chance. Number four, yeah. Derek Carr.
The Raiders have worked hard to turn a struggling franchise around. They've added a lot of depth and talent, but there was still something missing, a man in charge to build an identity around. Jack Del Rio has accepted that role, but more importantly, the team has accepted him. Here's Chris Townsend with a man that has the Raiders off to their best start in over a decade.
Coach, a huge victory this past week, and first time the Raiders have won in Baltimore since 1977, goes to the post game. This was huge for your club.
That was a big, big win. I didn't realize way back then.
Yeah.
The ghost to the post was the last victory. Well, that was a great moment for the Raiders. Obviously a big win for us on Sunday.
You talk about all three phases, and this was a game where you really won all three phases. Talk about how big that was for your team.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think all three phases contributed. You know, we come out of the game saying, you know, we left some things out there in all three phases as well. But a collective effort, all three phases contributed, and a really, you know, a tough, hard-earned battle and a tough place to play.
We talked about the schedule and how tough it was going to be for the Raiders, and you think of your first three trips are all long flights. These aren't West Coast trips. These are going to the Midwest and to the East. What does it mean for your team to be 3-0 after these long trips?
Well, I mean, to me, I look at it, I say, you know, we're 3-1 after the first quarter, which is good. It's mm-hmm. not great. It's not what we want. It's what we've earned. And so, you know, for us, we take, you know, take this, our start, and recognize it's just that, a start, and get busy and get on with next.
Yeah, the San Diego Chargers have had a couple games where they were up big, and they happened last week, too, against the New Orleans Saints. Phillip Rivers, he's been tough on the Raiders for many, many years. Yeah. It's going to be a tough challenge.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. He's been tough on the Raiders because he's been tough on the league. Mm-hmm. He's one of the, you know, one of the premier quarterbacks in the league. He throws it all over the place. He's done it despite losing guys like Woodhead and Keenan Allen, you know, two really good football players. He continues, you know, to perform at a high level with whoever he has, and that's the mark of a really special player.
You know, it's always great to see rookies get an opportunity and succeed, and Corey James, about a sixth-round pick, is now starting. We talked to him recently, and he was just, you know, this is the greatest thing that's ever happened to this kid. Talk about that. I mean, he's a sixth-round pick, and he's starting already in the NFL.
Yeah, how you get here, I think you can tell we don't care. You know, Jalen Richard's having a nice impact for us as an undrafted. So how you arrive here doesn't matter. What you do with your opportunity is the key. Corey is a hard-charging guy. He's a football magnet. He's around the ball all the time. Guy has 16 tackles in his second start. Really did a nice job. He and Joseph and Hottie Ward, you know, those three guys as rookies, you know, starting for us and growing and getting better every week.
You get what you earn, right? And you know, listening to you and talking to you doing this show, it's amazing to watch this kid, his vision, he sees it. Because not all players see it. And usually as rookies, the game's too fast for him. It doesn't seem like the game's too fast for him.
Well, every time, you know, as Corey gets experience, he's not a mistake repeater. And that's a good thing. You know, he learns from his experiences. He's getting better. And we're really happy about his development.
Winning at home now. You got two straight games in division. You got San Diego. You got Kansas City. How big is it to take care of business at home?
We have to win at home. I mean, it's imperative. I mean, you got to win. Period. You got to start stacking wins up. The team we're chasing, who's in first in our division, is 4-0. So you know, in Denver. So you know, for us, we've got to keep pace. We've got to continue to win. We've got to stack wins together. This next opportunity is most important. And we've got all our attention right now on the San Diego Chargers.
By the way, your red zone offense is just incredible. I mean, when you really look at the start, and I know that's a big thing that you want to preach early.
Sure.
You don't want to come away with just field goals, touchdowns. But 11 times you've gone into the red zone, you've scored 10 touchdowns. Talk about how big that is for your team.
Well, it's huge. Obviously, in a one-point ball game, you know, had we not converted one of those scoring opportunities, they could have killed us. So we need to continue to maximize where we can. Derek's been very efficient. I think Bill and the offensive staff have done a nice job putting us in good positions. and we've taken advantage of it.
What is the message you have for your team right now?
Grow, work, continue to improve. You know, we come back off after two road games in a row, demanding, so we have to recover this week. You know, make sure we get our energy up, prepare for the Chargers, and then let's go compete on Sunday in front of our home fans.
Yeah, division games are always a lot of fun in Oakland.
Absolutely. The place will be rocking on Sunday.
No doubt about it. Good luck to you, Coach.
All right, thank you.
Coming up next, Jim Plunkett and also Nicole will be breaking down this week against the Chargers and the Raiders right here on the Silver and Black Show.
Hello, class. Professor Kennedy here with this week's edition of Chalk Talk, brought to you by the Ray Morgan Company. It's Charger Week. I don't like these guys any more than you do, but the Raiders have to face them at home. So here's the thing. Phillip Rivers notoriously has pre-check reads when he comes up. He surveys the defense and tries to figure out which is most advantageous for him picking up the blitz and being able to throw the ball. But now they've got a new added element that's come alive. Back by the name of Melvin Gordon, and he's having a pretty good year. So our defense has already had some issues facing a run. They're really going to have to be sound. Let's take a look at what he does. Snap of the ball. The Chargers block it well. But look at Melvin Gordon's vision. Gets in the hole, gets extra yards by making a safety miss, and he's a tough back to bring down. This is an added element that they haven't had in their offense for some time. So now we've seen how devastating this running back can be. How do we stop him? Everyone tells you when you're facing a zone read scheme, which you generally have when you only have one back in the backfield, penetration is a way to neutralize that run game. What the Colts do here, based on pre-communication snap, you're going to see this linebacker show that he's going to blitz. And Phillip Rivers is going to adjust the protection for him, which causes a level of communication amongst all these guys up front. The moment the Mike backer sees that Phillip Rivers is adjusting for him, he adjusts his defense, which is very smart. He's going to send this nose guard over here to the A-gap, along with this blitzing linebacker to the A-gap. It's going to totally throw off the entire blocking scheme by the Chargers. Phillip sees, readjusts the protection. They're talking. They're trying to get on the same page. Look how the nose guard comes over and blows up the play in the backfield. Guards, center, don't have a chance because the penetration kills the play from the start. That's something our defense is going to have to do. They did it well in the Tennessee game. They're going to have to do it well against the Chargers. So in closing, what's it going to take to beat the Chargers? Well, it's going to take penetration and communication by our defense, but most importantly, you at the stadium, Raider Nation, making that noise, making it hard for Phillip Rivers to get those calls out. That's it for this week's edition of Chalk Talk. I'm Lincoln Kennedy. See you next week.
It's always been tough. You know, I know we had that stretch of however many in a row we won, but it's always been a tough game, always. Heck of a quarterback on the offensive side and some skill makers on that side, and defensively they got two edge rushers and salty secondary. It's a good team.
You always come into the season saying you want to win your division and go in there and do that. And, you know, everybody that's been around going to Oakland and the unique environment they have and the way they're playing right now, it's a great place to go in and play. So we all understand division game, Oakland Raiders playing at a very high level, what we got to go in and do. And it's the next opportunity.
Welcome back to the Silver and Black Show. Nicole Zalumis alongside Jim Plunkett. We look at this Chargers team. They blow another fourth quarter lead last week. That's three already this young season. However, the Raiders can't have a letdown, especially in front of their home crowd. How do you avoid this?
Well, I think partially it'll be the coaches keeping them focused on this game, even though they're 1-3. They've put points on the board against everybody. So you've got to be prepared mentally and physically ready to go. Defensively, you know, they still got to shut down the run, I believe. Melvin Gordon's had a good year, 6 touchdowns, but he's only averaging 3.2 yards a carry. So if they can shut that down, make Phillip Rivers throw when he doesn't want to, put him in passing situations, you know, that'll benefit the defense. And hopefully they'll be able to put pressure on him, especially up the middle where Phillip Rivers does not like it, and make him get out of the pocket and have to throw on the run. And I think that'll really help the Raiders' defense.
Yeah, expand on that a little bit. What else can you do to contain or shut down the 13-year vet?
Well, you know, get a lead on them for one. That would help immensely. But make it long yardage situations, you know, stop that run on early downs. But I think you can throw the book out on this one. They're 1-3. They're going to pull everything out of the hat to make it, you know, to look for a victory against the Raiders. So, you know, their tendencies aren't going to be what they have been in the last four games. They're going to throw that out the window and just try to come up with some big plays during the course of the ball game.
It's time now for Plunkett's pick of the week. So what is the key to the win at home?
I still say for this one, put pressure on Phillip Rivers. Make him throw when he doesn't want to. Get him out of the pocket. Rattle him. although he's a veteran, he's tough to rattle, but it can be done. But just constant pressure, whether it takes a four-man rush or a blitzing at times, just make him uncomfortable.
All right, that's going to do it for this edition of the Silver and Black Show. We'll see you guys next week as the Raiders keep it home for another game in the division against the Chiefs. On behalf of DJ Hayden, Jim Plunkett, Jack Del Rio, Chris Townsend, I'm Nicole Zalumis. Go Raiders!